Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's Big Screen, Little Screen, the show where we take a look at what you can watch. And today we are going to the big screen and the little screen. Indeed, I'm Kat Cullen. Susie Lyon is here to tell us what we can watch. And is Amy Winehouse on our screens? Or rather, is there an incredible portrayal of Amy Winehouse for this new show, Susie?
Hi, Kat. Yeah, that's right. Back to Black is at cinemas and it is out this week. It's hitting our big screens a few months before the US gets to see it. So we get to see it a little earlier. That's quite good. That's not usually how it happens, but we got lucky this time. So in this new biopic, it's the Grammy Award-winning jazz artist Amy Winehouse. The film will delve into the life and career of Winehouse. It begins in the early 2000s with her early days in North London as a jazz musician, and it follows her rise to fame with her winning Grammys and releasing hits such as Rehab and Back to Black, while also giving an insight into her love life with Blake Fielder Civil, who was her husband while she was alive.
Let's take a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
From primary school.
No, no, no.
To sell out concerts.
It's going to happen one of these days. Voice like yours.
Got to.
Well, it's one of the best I've ever heard.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
I met someone tonight.
Stay lucky, Amy.
Got an eye for the bad boys.
The portrayal of Amy looks actually very, very good. Why are the fans not necessarily thrilled about this movie? What's the controversy about?
Yeah, this one does have controversy written all over it. Firstly, we have another biopic, which after the huge box office success, but kind of mediocre biopics of Elvis and Bohemian Rhapsody, the fans will always, they're going to hope for the best representation of their favorite artist. But what it is that's upsetting most fans about this one is the involvement of Amy Winehouse's father in creating this biopic. So a lot of fans say that he had too much influence on his daughter and her career. And some fans believe that while Mitch Winehouse is involved in any dramatic retelling of his daughter's life, it won't tell the whole story. I agree with you, though. The trailer does look good. We'll have to see it and then make our own minds up whether it's a true portrayal of her life.
And talking of the true portrayal, who is it that is actually in that starring role?
Yeah, so the role of Amy is being played by British actress Marissa Abella, and the director has confirmed that Abella sings all of Amy's songs in the movie, even though she wasn't a strong singer before this role.
What?
So when recording, when recording for the movie, the band that accompanied Amy while she was alive stepped in and provided the music for the movie. So there is that hopefully a real feel of Amy throughout the film, seen as so many that were close to her and loved her were actually involved in the making of this film.
Oh my goodness. Can you imagine not really being a confident singer and then being told you're going to play Amy Winehouse and sing all of her songs in a movie? Hats off there. So that one is Back to Black and it's out this week at the cinema, big screen. I did not ever get to see Amy Winehouse in concert. This might be the closest that I'd ever actually get seeing this movie on a big screen. I don't think it quite is the same, but hey, it's worth seeing, I think, just to see a bit of that story in more depth. Let's take a look at the small screen. What have you found that's out for us this week?
So the small screen, the third and final season of La Brea has just hit our small screens, and that one is on Sky Show. All three seasons are available now to watch. So the story is, in September 2021, a giant sinkhole opens up in the middle of LA, sending many people, buildings, and vehicles into its depths. The survivors, they band together in a hope to get out of the primeval land that they have ended up in. The series follows the Harris family as they try to reunite in this vast land, while back on top, Homeland Security try to understand why the sinkhole even opened up in the first place and where these prehistoric birds of prey have come from.
Yes, that's right. There are dinosaurs. Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
There is a building with a portal. It can connect to the future.
We're going to find a way back home as a family, together.
I close my eyes. I dream of the sun.
I don't know what the future holds. And none of us can do it on our own.
Not everything down here is bad or dangerous. Some of it's pretty amazing.
Will they make it? Well, do we know if a season four is expected? And then we might have a clue.
This one is the final season. So I think that we might get a conclusion to what happens in this one. So if you haven't watched it, at least you can watch all of it and get the conclusion at the end. And that is on Sky Show.
Fair enough. So great. That is the third season of La Brea, and it's this season is called One Last Chance to Get Home. If you would like a 7-day free pass for Sky Show, you can click on the link through our website to find exactly where that is on their site. So go to worldradio.ch/bigscreenlittlescreen, where you can also find this episode again as a podcast on our website, as so many of the different shows are. So that is worldradio.ch. And Susie, thanks so much for taking us through Back to Black at the cinema, and also La Brea season 3, One Last Chance to Get Home. Lots to watch, lots to catch up on, and we'll catch you next week.
Thank you, Kat. Enjoy the shows.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.